Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. I hope you are doing well. If you are viewing this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, hit the little bell for notifications, because just subscribing doesn't do it anymore for YouTube. You actually gotta ask for the notifications. And also, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get all sorts of free materials, free everything, basically. I create a lot of content and I put it up there for free for all you guys. And if you could, hit the donate button and help me out, that would be great. A lot of you have been, and I greatly appreciate that. I'm also going to be updating the website. Actually, every single day there's new content on the website, but I'm gonna be doing some more updates and things like that. So last week we had Christina, my wife Christina Peck, on the entire week, and we're gonna do more videos like that. This week it's just gonna be me because she's taking care of the kids, and we're getting ready to go to Texas for the Hear the Watchmen conference. We're both speaking there. So in Dallas, Texas. If you want more information on that, go to hearthewatchman.com. Now, speaking of Texas, here's something really strange that just happened. But police officers have arrested 11 people in San Antonio, Texas, and they were found to be partaking in a grotesque satanic ritual. So I guess this type of thing still happens, and they were actually arrested. So police were called into the scene of a San Antonio residence and discovered nearly a dozen people, 11, so almost 12, partaking in what appeared to be some type of satanic ritual. And an anonymous individual called the authorities and did that because he was hearing weird sounds coming from the house, animals in distress and stuff. So authorities were dispatched somewhere around 7 p.m. to the 11400 block of Bronze Sand Road, San Antonio, Texas. Allegedly, neighbors reported to police that animals were being slaughtered with knives. I know some of my viewers, some of you guys are around that area. Did you guys hear anything? Do you have some more information on this? Leave me a comment in the comment section below. Apparently, after arriving on the scene, the authorities reported that roughly a dozen people were engaging in what the detained call a religious sacrifice. So the people that were actually detained for this were calling it a religious sacrifice. But as reported by Sergeant Elizabeth Gonzalez, the officers on scene witnessed a woman dismembering an animal of unknown origins while another individual was found to be draining chicken's blood into a container. Sergeant Gonzalez stated that it appeared as though the individuals were engaging in some sort of ritual. And in addition to Sergeant Elizabeth Gonzalez's statements, neighbors that were nearby stated, here's a quote, "It sounded like a man moaning, but I heard the goat. It didn't sound like it was coming from a human." Gabriel Benavides said, It is very unfortunate that happened, and I guess bizarre would be the biggest word because that happened in my neighborhood. I have been here all of my years of living and have never seen anything like that. Tony Jimenez says, "I am very shocked because it is not something you hear every day, so it is not something that happens here. I understand people got freedom of religion, but that kind of stuff doesn't need to happen here." So as to what exactly was going on, authorities have only detailed what the detainees, what the people that were arrested, have said, which again, all they've said was that it was some sort of religious animal sacrifice. And it seems to be satanic in origin. So that's really weird that kind of stuff. I suspect that stuff probably happens a lot more frequently, and we don't hear about it a lot because authorities aren't called, or it's done quietly where people don't. It's not as public. People don't know what's going on. But it's weird to think about that. This could happen in anybody's neighborhood. There could be a house in your neighborhood where this kind of stuff is going on, or even worse. So really strange story. And if you guys have any more information, leave it in the comment section below. Again, I've got a lot of viewers from Texas, and I believe a few from San Antonio. So I know obviously San Antonio is a large area, but I'd be interested to know if any of you guys know anything more about this. Go ahead and leave a comment in the comment section below. And again, if you haven't had a chance to do so, if you tickets are sold out, but if you want to live stream the Hear the Watchman conference, you can go to hearthewatchman.com, and if you use the promo code PECK20, you'll get a discount on your order, which is pretty awesome. So yeah, there's a lot of speakers. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about it. While we're on the road, probably from the hotel or something, we'll do some more videos and stuff. So next week's videos will probably be both me and Christina from the hotel room or something. But yeah, I want to thank all of you for all your support. What do you think about this weird satanic ritual? And you know, you don't see Christians doing this kind of stuff. I got a little bit of heat because of a video that I put up on Into the Multiverse about the death of Stephen Hawking, and my basic thing in there was saying that, you know, we as Christians should have some compassion, and so, you know, we shouldn't be bashing an atheist when he dies, and you know, we can use this as an opportunity for witnessing and things like that. And strangely enough, I only had one or two atheists that just didn't like the fact that I was Christian. But you know, what I would respond to that is do you want what other religion would you want? You know, I mean, there are going to be people who are going to be religious. Would you rather have Islam in America? Would you rather have Satanism, where they're slaughtering animals? So anyway, that was just kind of what came to mind when reading this is with these 11 people. You know, if I don't want to say if they were witnessed to effectively, because somebody might have witnessed to them, and they, you know, they might have just not decided to get saved or whatever. But if they had gotten saved, this kind of stuff wouldn't happen. Now, of course, you know, Christians are people too, and sometimes people do bad stuff. It wouldn't be difficult, I'm sure, to find stories where people who claim to be Christians are doing some things too. But at the same time, they're not representing Christianity. You know, you can't really call yourself a follower of Christ if you're going around killing a bunch of people. but again, I mean, that kind of stuff is pretty rare, if at all. And again, clearly, a Christian is not going to be doing that. But anyway, so because of stuff like this, because of just a lot of problems that we have in the country, I think that we Christians need to get out there and evangelize. And like I said in the video for Into the Multiverse, atheists are dying every day, as are Christians. When a Christian brother or sister dies, you know, we tend to say things like, "Well, he's with God now." But to flip that around, to use that same type of thing when an atheist dies, well, he's in hell now. It's pretty barbaric. And you know, instead of mocking somebody because they didn't accept Jesus while they were alive, maybe we should use that as kind of a wake-up call for us that, you know, we should be out there more. You know, we should be evangelizing more, praying harder for people, trying to come up with better arguments that will convince other people. You know, more we live in a society that's more materialistic and scientific and stuff. There are really good arguments in those realms, so I think we should all learn some apologetics. And from time to time, I've talked about this on this channel too, so it's important. Then maybe this kind of stuff wouldn't happen as much. But anyway, thank you all so much for watching. Again, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. There's also some information about the conference there, joshpeckdisclosure.com. Hit the donate button and help me out if you could. That would be great, because again, this channel, I can't rely on AdSense anymore. And you guys know why if you follow this channel. Can't rely on AdSense, can't rely on monetization of videos, because I never know when they'll actually let me monetize a video. So this channel, by and large, is fan-funded. It's donation funded. So if you could click the donate button at joshpeckdisclosure.com, that would really help me out. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I hope you're having a fantastic week. And until next time, take care and God bless.